Testing in the House chamber, Legislative Day 48.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Members and guests are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Fisher. We'd ask all of our members and all of our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Fisher.
Happy Earth Day, everybody. Let us pray. Creator God, we declare with joy and trust that our world belongs to you. For the fierce love with which you hold us and the rest of your creation, for creation's awesome beauty and its bountiful provision, for the manifold ways that it reveals your glory and draws us closer to you. Amidst Earth's present groaning, we declare our world belongs to you. To all leaders gathered here on this Earth Day seeking answers to the climate crisis, we declare our world belongs to God. May we be motivated by compassion and not by fear. May our goal be justice and equity, not political posturing. For the sake of all people in North Carolina and across the globe already being affected by climate disruption, may we seek consensus over controversy, action over apathy. For the sake of our children and grandchildren, we recommit ourselves to our earth-keeping task and gratefully declare our world belongs to God. As your people participating now in your ongoing work of renewal and longing for the day when you will bring that work to completion, we declare our world belongs to God. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for April 21st has been examined and been found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for April 21st to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. For ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Your role of clerk reports the following bill duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 212, an act to clarify accreditation requirements for Bennett College for the need-based scholarship of students attending private institutions of higher education. And the following resolution duly ratified, properly enrolled and prepared for presentation to the Office of the Secretary of State. House Joint Resolution 603, a joint resolution inviting His Excellency Governor Roy Cooper to address the joint session of the House Representatives and the Senate.
Introductions of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representatives Von Hafen, Richardson, Logan, and Majeed. House Bill 623, purchase permit required, long gun.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Sane, Turner, Lofton, and Zoka. House Bill 624, North Carolina Regulatory Sandbox Act.
Insurance, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Austin, Clemens, Galliard, and Moray. House Bill 625, criminal sentence reduction reform.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Richardson and Goodwin. House Bill 626, forensic medical examination cost revisions.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, health, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Willis, Sane, Arp, and Winslow. House Bill 627, Be Pro, Be Proud, NC pilot program.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Willingham, House Bill 628, Edgecombe Community College Funds for Training Center.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Moffitt, Potts, Sasser, and Adcock, House Bill 629, Physician Assistant, Nurse Practitioner, Strengthen Opioid Misuse Act 217, Act Clarifications.
Health, if favorable, insurance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Belk, Autry, Dahl, and Logan, House Joint Resolution 630, urge Congress support Washington, D.C. statehood.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Sane, Hollister, and Hawkins, House Bill 631, sports wagering.
Commerce, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Von Hafen, Autry, Brown, and Ball, House Bill 632, Waterway Protection Act.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Von Hafen, Autry, Brown, and Hurtado, House Bill 633, Reenact Solar Energy Tax Credit.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Von Hafen, Hurtado, Hawkins, and Harris, House Bill 634, Improve Ambient Air Quality.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Autry, Von Hafen, Richardson, and Farkas, House Bill 635, Hydraulic Fracturing Statewide Ban.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Autry, Von Hafen, Harrison, and Carney, House Bill 636, Clean Energy Grants.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Ager, House Bill 637, Compost Procurement Act.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Autry, Harrison, Belk, and Abe Jones, House Bill 638, State Clean Energy Goal for 2050.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Committee reports, Corporal Reed.
Representative Dustin Hall, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report. House Bill 315, Arson Law Revision, Favorable Committee Substitute Number 2, Unfavorable Committee Substitute Number 1.
Committee Substitute Number 1, Unfavorable Calendar. Committee Substitute Number 2, Calendar for today.
Representative Dustin Hall, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report. House Bill 198, Fire Service Changes, Favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 211, Reopen Bars and Restaurants, Favorable.
Calendar Rule 36B.
House Bill 222, SUDP Awareness Week, Training Recommendations, Favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 236, Amend Orange Chatham County Boundary Line, Favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 281, Loggerhead Turtle State Saltwater Reptile, Favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 282, Mount Airy Even Year Elections, Favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 295, DSS Review Procedure, Favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 307, NC Time Zone Observe DST All Year, Favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 332, Historic Site Property Sale Revenue, Favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 360, Authorized the Dan Rivers State Trail, Favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 376, School Calendar Flexibility, Favorable.
Calendar for today.
House Bill 509, Adopt Official NC Dogwood Festival, Favorable.
Calendar for today.
Hospital 545, mandatory training contribution, CEUs, favorable.
Calendar for today. Members, the chair is going to strike a referral on House Bill 417, the Sergeant Mickey Hutchins Act. The referral to rules is stricken. The chair will add a referral to appropriations and then a referral to the Rules Committee. Representative White, will the lady please approach the dais. What purpose is the lady from Johnson, Representative White, arise?
A point of personal privilege.
Ladies recognize.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
So ordered. The ladies recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Child care health consultants are trained health professionals with education and experience in both child and community health and early care and education. And from this moment on, I'm going to call them CCHCs for the, to respect our time here. They access the environments for health and safety in child care facilities, develop strategies for inclusion of children with special health care needs, support early educators with preventing and managing injuries and infectious disease, connect early educators and families to community health resources, and much more. According to the University of North Carolina Gilling School of Global Public Health, the CCHCs have been shown to improve the health and safety of children in early care and education programs by increasing staff knowledge of health issues in child care settings, increasing compliance with health and safety best practice standards, and improving the quality of health and safety policies and practices, on and on and on. This year marks the 25th anniversary of the CCHC profession. The first professional CCHC was trained and certified in 1996, and since then more than 500 professionals have been trained nationwide. Approximately 42 CCHCs cover 32 counties in North Carolina and work to improve the lives of children in this state every day. Representative nurses, Gail Adcock, Carla Cunningham, Diane Wheatley, and Donna White want to recognize the essential work that these child care health consultants provide to North Carolina's children and their families, and to congratulate them on the their profession of 25 years, and this is their 25th anniversary. So congratulations to the CCHCs in North Carolina. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Members, upon motion of Representative White of Johnston County, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to child care health consultants with Carla Cooper, Cindy Smith, Lisa Terry, Chrissy Wolf, and Amy Peterson. If y'all will please stand and be recognized. Thank you for being with us today. Calendar, House Bill 202. The clerk will read.
Representative Penny, House Bill 202, a bill to be entitled an act to provide additional flexibility to Harlan County Schools, Jackson County Public Schools, and Swan County Schools in adopting the school calendar. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
What purpose does the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Penny, arise?
To speak to the bill.
Gentleman's recognized.
House Bill 202, school calendar flexibility for certain counties, would grant additional flexibility in adopting a school calendar for Harnett County Schools, Jackson County Public Schools, and Swain County Schools, and would require the local board of education to determine the dates of opening and closing the public schools. It would remove the requirements that the opening date for students be no earlier than Monday closest to August the 26th, and closing date for the students to be no later than Friday closest to June 11th. It passed through K-12 and rules without opposition, and I would ask for your support on the bill.
Is there further discussion or debate? If not, question before the House is the passage of House Bill 202 on its second reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Opinion of the chair, the ayes have it. The ayes do have it. House Bill 202, having passed its second reading, will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Questions for the House is the passage of House Bill 202 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 202 has passed its third reading and will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 334. The clerk will read.
Representative Pickett and Sane, House Bill 334, a bill to be entitled an act to eliminate the add back for business expenses deduction. The extent of payment resulting forgiveness and covered loan under the Federal CARES Act for 2020 taxable year only. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
What purpose does the gentleman from Lincoln, Representative Sainter, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman's recognized to debate the bill.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the good vote yesterday. Just ask for your support again today. Thank you.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 334 on its third reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, you're recognized to send forth the proxy votes of your caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Hastings, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, you're recognized to send forth the proxy votes of your caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representative Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Cunningham, aye. Graham is recused from this vote. Harrison, aye. Hunter, aye. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, the one in the negative. House Bill 334 has passed its third reading and will be sent to the Senate and ordered engrossed. House Bill 230, the clerk will read.
Representatives Warren and Richardson, House Bill 230, a bill to be entitled NC Management Environment Waste Act of 2021, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, arise?
To speak to the bill.
The gentleman's recognized.
This bill is designed to reduce the volume of non-recyclable, non-compostable waste that the state produces and to improve the efficiency of the existing disposal programs we currently utilize and to assist counties and towns to continue the recycling programs. This bill was crafted with and has the support of the stakeholders, including the Department of Administration, Department of Health and Human Services, DEQ, and the North Carolina Retail Merchants Association and the North Carolina Beverage Association. This bill is passed unanimously in Commerce and in the Environment Committee and in Rules. The bill actually was passed last year with a vote of 115-1, and the bill stalled in the Senate Rules Committee last year. Representative Senator Rabin told me if I got the bill back over this year, he'd try to help me move it, so I want to see if he's going to keep his word. And if you will help me, please support the bill.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 230 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the gentleman is recognized to send forth proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Reeves, the gentleman is recognized to send forth proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Cunningham, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunter, aye. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 115 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 230 has passed its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question before the House is the passage of House Bill 230 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 230, having passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. And Mr. Clerk, the chair will be recorded as having voted aye on House Bill 202, school calendar flexibility, certain counties. House Bill 468, the clerk will read.
Representatives White, Lambert, and Sasser, House Bill 468. A bill to be entitled an act establishing standards for surgical technology care in hospitals and ambulatory surgical facilities. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
What purpose is the lady from Johnson, Representative White, arise?
To speak to the bill.
Ladies recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill was heard 2 years ago, and you all voted 111-0 for this bill, and then it went to the Senate where it went to sleep. So we've got to wake it back up again, so I would appreciate your support today. This bill would prevent hospitals and ambulatory surgical facilities from employing surgical techs who do not have at least evidence of successful completion of an accredited educational program for surgical technology, military training in the field of surgical technology, or prior work experience as a surgical technology. You might say, why do we need surgical techs? Well, this is what they do. They make sure that the hospital, the surgery room where you are, the surgery suite where you're going to have your surgery is totally sterile, that the field is sterile. They actually stand there with the surgeon and hand instruments. They make sure that, and all of this is to prevent infections. So one of the questions that was asked of me when I was presenting it in one of the committees, which it passed unanimously in all of it, by the way, but one of the questions I was asked was this being stimulated by the certification associations, and was there just one that does this? There are many certifying agencies, and no, it was not put out here because of that. Because it was put there, this bill today is being heard because there was over 13,088 deaths in the hospitals because of surgical infections, and it cost $25,546 per infection, and this was the latest study that was done. I would appreciate your support, because if you've got to have surgery, you want it to be a clean, sterile environment. Thank you.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 468 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the gentleman is recognized to send forth proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Reeves, the gentleman is recognized to send forth the proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Cunningham, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunter, aye. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. With 115 having voted in the affirmative and 9 in the negative, House Bill 468 has passed its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly, no client in that.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 468 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 468, having passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 315, the clerk will read.
Representatives McNeil, Bowles, Sain, and Carter, House Bill 315, a bill to be entitled Arson Law Revisions, General Assembly of North Carolina Acts.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, arise.
Debate the bill. The
gentleman is recognized.
Thank you, and fellow House members. I almost hate to start off with this, because the last two bill sponsors told you that their bill passed last session and wound up in the Senate. So did this one. So that's three in a row. I guess we're batting 1,000 so far. But anyway, this was passed this chamber last year, a vote of 113-4 as House Bill 606. This makes several changes to the state's arson laws. It coordinates the investigations of those crimes between the Department of Insurance and the State Fire Marshal's Office and the State Bureau of Investigation. It did add one new section that wasn't in the bill last year that requires criminal history background checks for fire department applicants. And I appreciate your support. Thank you.
What purpose is the member from Durham, Representative Austin Rice?
To debate the bill.
You recognize to debate the bill.
Thank you. Colleagues, I just wanted to note one piece of this bill that I'm personally very uncomfortable with. There's the provision that creates a new penalty for burning jails and prisons. Currently in the statute, the burning of any public building, government building, is punishable as a Class F felony. That includes town halls, city halls, jails, prisons, this building, General Assembly. Those are classified as Class F, so this bill would pull jails and prisons out and classify the burning of those buildings as a Class D felony, which is a higher punishment. And I just don't see a reason why we're creating a harsher punishment for conduct that is, in my mind, adequately covered by our statute. By comparison, in addition to public buildings are classified as a F. Schools, burning of a school is also an F felony under our statute. Burning churches is an E felony under our statute. And this provision would again create a new penalty for jails and prisons at a D, at a higher level. And so again, my concern is that the intent of this provision is to heap a harsher punishment on folks who are incarcerated and detained in our jails and prisons. And for that reason, I'm going to vote no on this bill. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Perce and Representative Yarbrough rise?
To debate the bill.
The gentleman's recognized to debate the bill.
Maybe I can explain to you why I think prisons and jails are more important. And it's been a number of years. I guess I'm an old guy now. But we had a jail, a fire. A prisoner started a fire in the jail. And 100 people died of smoke inhalation while stuck in their cells. So it is a pretty serious thing when there's a fire in a jail or a prison.
Representative Austin, lady wish to be recognized a second time.
I would.
Recognized for a second time.
Thank you. I thought that might be, just to the gentleman's point, I thought that might be the reason, which is why I took the time to look into the statute. And, you know, I don't want to debate, the value of any individual's life, but I think we could all agree that, you know, the risk of an arson in our schools, in our churches here in this building, to me are of comparable attention and deserving of, I think, comparable accountability. And so to me, the elevation of this particular penalty isn't justified. I think our statute adequately covers this conduct. Thank you.
What purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Harper, rise?
I would like to offer my expertise and
gentleman's recognized to debate the bill.
Speak to bill. For the members, in serious consideration, and I appreciate my good friend, colleague there, even in the building code, the buildings are treated differently because the nature of the occupancy are constrained and can't get out. There's a higher level of protection among hospitals with invalid people who can't get out in case of a fire, in terms of prisons where people are actually constrained. The risk of loss of life is quite frankly greater. The risk of fire protection in schools is not as high as what it is in hospitals per se because of the constrained nature, and even the building code recognizes this difference. And so I think that for me is a valid enough reason to justify the difference in the offense of class. Thank you.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 315 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, gentlemen, is recognized. Send forth the proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Reed, the gentleman recognized, send forth the proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Alexander, aye. Brockman, no. Cunningham, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, no. Hunter, aye. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. With 103 having voted in the affirmative and 12 in the negative, House Bill 315 has passed its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Senator North Carolina.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 315 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 315 has passed its third reading and will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 198, Corporal Reed.
Representatives McNeely, Green, Dixon, and Strickland, House Bill 198, a bill to be entitled Forest Service Changes, General Assembly of North Carolina annexed.
What purpose does the gentleman from Iredell, Representative McNeely, arise?
To debate the bill.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. 198 was before you the other day for a brief moment. We took it back and we tried to clarify some stuff in committee, and we're bringing it back to the floor today. I've kept my presentation kind of short and sweet on the last one. This time I'm going to go a little bit more in depth to make sure that we clear up any fallacies out there. I would love to point to you in Section 3, which seems to be the controversial section in this bill, and the first line 35 there on first page says, "Department shall, within funds appropriated to the department, provide either monetary overtime compensation or compensatory leave at an hour for hour rate at its," that's the department's, "discretion to," and it's struck through "professional." So it's to the non-professional employees of the North Carolina Forest Service who are exempt from the Fair Labor Standards Act. So I think there's been some fallacy that we're not going to pay these people if they work, and we are. And I think the other thing that we need to look at also is it talks about for the exempt employees established by the Office of the State Human Resources. This bill, it had some work done on it, and the state, the State Employees Association approved the language. I'm getting there. Watch it. They should have come up with a snappier acronym than that. It should have said something. Anyway, back to the bill. They've approved the language. They're good with it the way it is. The things that I think you need to understand is this is an agency bill. And the three points that I really want to get forward on this, number one, this aligns with state employees in all departments across our whole spectrum of state employees, along with the North Carolina Department of Agriculture. Number two, a fallacy out there, that this has some effect on a lawsuit that was brought by former employees when it started out under Diener and now has been switched to the Department of Ag. So the Department of Ag has inherited this agency. This has nothing to do with the lawsuit. This will not change anything with a lawsuit that has happened. And if somebody thinks that it was filed because of retribution, the reason it was filed when it was filed is there was a agency deadline that it had to be done by. And believe it or not, because we couldn't get a signature that we needed, we actually missed that deadline, and I had to bring it forth on a personal side. But it's still an agency bill. But the third thing, and this is the most important thing of this bill, is this is a path forward. So now we're going to make sure through what we do, legislation, we have a path forward that an employer and an employee realize how they're going to get compensated for the job they do. And that was the problem with the previous, was there was actually a general statute, and instead of it being followed, basically it was the department's principals and Diener that's how they paid, and there was your discrepancy. So this is to make sure we have no future discrepancies. So I think that is very important. Being an employer pretty much all of my life, I need to know what and how I'm going to pay my employees, and they deserve that right too going forward. So that's what this is. This is how we will move forward in paying these employees to do their job. I stand for any questions.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
Speak on the bill.
The gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm one of the people who had a problem with Section 3. I got looking into it, and I found that there was actually, Representative John mentioned a case, I think it was settled this year. There was actually an earlier case in 2011 that basically said the state was not following the law, 106-903, general statute. And I think at that time the court was correct, and that kind of bothered me that we had passed the law, legislature back then had passed the law saying that we're going to pay these people time and a half for overtime. And so at the time the court was right. And so that kind of bothered me that we're going to change that and say, well, we're not going to live up to what we told them we would do. But so I was going to run an amendment and all that. But the more I thought about it, I realized, yeah, all that's true. But the thing is, we've changed laws, you know, stuff like that before. And this is not saying we're not going to live up to what we said we would do in the past. It's saying going forward, as Representative McNeely said, we're going to change what we're doing, not renege on a prior agreement, just change the law, change the statute. And whether we agree with that change or not, I don't consider that to be invalid. So I'm going to have to support the bill. Thank you.
What purpose is the gentleman from Wake, Representative John Rice?
Debate the bill.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate the referral of this bill back to the Agriculture Committee. And I want to thank Chairman Dixon for the full and thorough hearing that the bill received upon referral to the committee. I think it clarified and served to explain some of the issues that had arisen. It's clear that now that we are going forward, moving forward, that as Representative Pittman just said, that laws can change, and this General Assembly is the place where laws get changed. Section 3, as always, 2 days ago, yesterday, and today, provides that the award of overtime can be in the sole discretion of the department, either comp time or monetary compensation, not that it would be denied. There was no inference to that effect made previously. We can have a difference of opinion as to whether or not that's appropriate, and that's what we're here for to vote today. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
What purpose is the gentleman from Chatham, Representative Reeves Rice?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and to debate the bill.
Jones recognized.
And I want to echo, and I know we try our best not to repeat what anybody said, but since I was brought in particular, I just wanted to thank both of the people involved. First, the Speaker for referring the bill, Representative Dixon for giving a full and fair hearing on the bill so that people understood, and then Representative Dixon and Representative McNeely in discussing the bill and rules. And I like to commend when we do really good process. This was great process. Representative McNeely was kind enough to actually come seek me out and talk to me further to explain the issues. And just as Representative John, my original concern was whether or not this would retroactively affect the case. I cannot vote for bills that were going to retroactively affect the case. Representative McNeely and Representative Dixon did a great job of discussing with me to explain this would not do that. I think that's how we ought to do things. Normally, that would make me respond with okay, I got your thumbs up. I do have to agree with Representative John that I disagree with the policy, but it's strictly a policy discussion, and it's strictly that. But I really want to tell both of you how much, and all three of you, how much I appreciate the process and getting to where we are, and I think this makes everybody a lot more comfortable with their vote. So thank you.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 198 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the gentleman is recognized to send forth the proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the gentleman is recognized to send forth the proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Alexander, no. Brockman, no. Cunningham, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, no. Hunter, aye. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 94 having voted in the affirmative and 21 in the negative. House Bill 198 is passed its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 198 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 198, having passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 222, the clerk will read.
Representatives Riddell, Kidwell, Graham, and Moss, House Bill 222, a bill to be entitled HUDEP Awareness Week Training Recommendations, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
What purpose the gentleman from Alamance, Representative Riddell, rise?
To speak on the bill. The
gentleman is recognized.
Friends, what you have before you is a bill that has two parts. I'm going to speak briefly on the first part, and I trust Representative Kidwell will speak on the second part. November is National Epilepsy Awareness Month across our nation. And what this bill would do is declare that the second week in November would be known as Sudden Unexpected Death in Epilepsy, SUDEP, Awareness Week. There are more deaths in our country annually due to SUDEP than there are to SIDS, yet we have a great body of knowledge about SIDS and much more public awareness of it. This bill simply seeks to raise the awareness of SUDEP, and I'd appreciate your support. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to speak to the second half of the bill.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you. The second part of this bill simply encourages the school systems to put in place training for teachers who may have epileptic children or children with other seizure-related diseases so that they would be aware of how to handle these children in the event that they were to have a seizure. What we see on TV and put a stick in their mouth and things of this nature are absolutely wrong, and we want to make sure that they are appropriately treated if that should arise. And this is just an encouragement. There's no mandate attached.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 222 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the gentleman is recognized. Send forth proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Adcock, the lady is recognized to send forth the proxy votes of her caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have authorized me to vote on their behalf. Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Cunningham, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunter, aye. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. With 113 having voted the affirmative and none of the negative, House Bill 222 has passed its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
The question for the House is the passage of House Bill 222 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 222, having passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. The Rules Committee is recognized to send forth a committee report. The clerk will read.
Representative Hall, Rules Calling Outfirst of the House Committee Report, House Bill 303, Greensboro SBE, Favorable Committee Substitute Number 2, Unfavorable Committee Substitute Number 1.
Committee Substitute Number 1, Unfavorable Calendar, Committee Substitute Number 2, Calendar for today. Members, we're going to go back to the calendar now. House Bill 236, the clerk will read.
Representatives Insko, Reeves, and Meyer, House Bill 236, a bill to be entitled An Act to Annex to Orange County Certain Scribe Property Located in Chatham County. General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
Representative Baker, late wish to be have recorded as aye on the last vote. So ordered to be recorded as an aye. For what purpose does the lady from Orange, Representative Insko, arise?
To speak on the bill.
Ladies recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And members, this bill moves 4 acres of property from Chatham County into Orange County so it can be united with the acreage that exists in Orange County where the main property exists and the church exists. The church wants to start a building expansion this summer, and this bill will allow them to get building permits from only one county instead of two. I know of no opposition. All the parties have agreed to it, the county commissioners, the planning boards, and I know of no opposition.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 236 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the gentleman's recognized to send forth the proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Reeves, the gentleman's recognized to send forth the proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Cunningham, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunter, aye. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative and 2 in the negative. House Bill 236 has passed its second reading and will remain on the calendar. House Bill 281, the clerk will read.
Representatives Eiler, Hannock, McElrath, and Shepherd, House Bill 281, a bill to be entitled an act to adopt the loggerhead sea turtle as the official saltwater reptile of the state of North Carolina. General Assembly, no climate next.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Brunswick, Representative Eiler, arise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, on the bill.
The gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill looks familiar to some of you. It passed exactly 2 years ago in the House. It's House Bill 169, 114 to nothing, on April the 30th, 2019. And somehow got clogged up in the Rules Committee in the Senate. The state has a saltwater fish, the red drum. It has a reptile, the box turtle. It doesn't have a saltwater reptile. And obviously the sea turtle, the loggerhead sea turtle, is a much larger animal. It comes on shore, lays up to about 100 eggs, and then they hatch, and people protect the eggs and the hatchlings trying to get to the ocean in the middle of the night. And then we even have a turtle rescue center up in Pender County on the coast. And these are, it's extremely important to maintain the species as well as to bring attention to the species. And not just on the coast, but to the entire state. So I recommend it to you.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 281 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the gentleman is recognized to send forth the proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce vote on your behalf, on their behalf, excuse me. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Zachary, aye.
Representative Reeves, the gentleman is recognized to send forth the proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Cunningham, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunter, aye. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 281 has passed its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question before the House is the passage of House Bill 281 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 281, having passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 282, the clerk will read.
Representative Stevens, House Bill 282, a bill to be entitled an act to provide that regular municipal elections in the city of Mount Airy shall be held in even number years. General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
Lady from Surrey, Representative Stevens is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is just a request from my city to make their elections even year like the rest of the whole county and all the other municipalities there. I'd ask for your support.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 282 on its second reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 282, having passed its second reading, will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, aye.
Question before the House is the passage of House Bill 282 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 282, having passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 295, the clerk will read.
Representative Stevens, Moffitt, Rydell, and White, House Bill 295, a bill to be entitled DSS Review of Procedure, General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Lady from Surrey, Representative Stevens, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, members. This is a bill we had filed last year and got a lot of pushback. We've been working with the Department of Health and Human Services and Department of Division of Social Services to have all of their policies eventually looked at as rules. We're working on a timeline with them to get this done, so we're just asking for passage of this so it stays alive and we can finish working on it. Thank you.
For all purposes, the lady from Durham, Representative Maria Rice.
Thank you. Just to speak on the bill.
Pledge recognized.
I think the intent of this bill is very good, but its implementation is impractical. Because if you look at this, we are asking the Social Service Commission, which is a group of volunteers, we're not providing any staff, to review the division and all subdivisions of social services, which includes across the strait public assistance, foster care, child protection, inspections of jails, operation of jails, inspections, operations of maternity homes, services for homeless children, residential child care. I mean, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of policies, regulations, guidelines that we are asking the Social Services Commission to look at within 1 year. The way this bill is now is the deadline is May 31st of 2022. That's an impossible timeline. As I said, the intent I think is great, but we're voting to send this over with this deadline. And there's also a sunset. If any of these rules are not adopted, they're interim rules, and a court has the ability to declare them null and void. This agency day to day is looking after hundreds and thousands of people in our state. We're not giving any staff time, not any further attorney time to do this basically under the gun to get it done. So while I'm totally supportive of looking at this and looking at our rules, regulations, policies to make sure they comply with our state law, let's do it in a manner that's doable. So, for that reason, I do not support the bill. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Jones Rice?
Speak to the bill. I have a question for the sponsor first. The
gentleman wished to ask his question first. Representative Stevens, do you yield for a question?
I yield.
She yields.
Ma'am, I just had a question here. Being new up here, I always wondered in these bills, where's the money for this going to come from?
Thank you for the question. And the reality is this should have been done all along by the department, and they're now acknowledging that they should have reviewed every policy and sent it through rules review. This will create an additional burden, which is why in my opening statements I said this bill is going to be further modified because the department has talk to us about what needs to happen. But you also haven't been up here before to understand that we have a deadline to get things over to the Senate to keep them alive. So I am working, and I shared with the members of the last committee it came out of, some proposed timelines that will be different and some proposed what are we going to look at first. And so I need to work further with some members to make the modification, and it'll come back to us from the Senate for a confirmation vote.
Gentlemen's recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess the problems I have with the issue I just raised, the money, and what's that old movie, the guy used to say, show me the money, and the money is not in here, and I know people struggle within these departments to get money just to meet the duties they do have, and this is a very expansive and broad study. And that raises my second question, second point would be that this will take time, lots of time, and often Jones Street gets criticized for not giving people enough time to do stuff. And so since I'm up here now, I guess I should speak to that. So those are my two problems with the bill. It may be if it needs work, then why not just go back and work on it and then come bring it back. But I thank you and I appreciate the time to be heard.
Further discussion or debate? If not, question before the House is the passage of House Bill 295 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Moore, aye. Representative Bell, the gentleman's recognized to send forth the proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To follow members officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McKellar, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Reeves, the gentleman's recognized to send forth the proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representative Alexander, aye. Brockman, no. Cunningham, no. Graham, aye. Harrison, no. Hunter, no. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, no. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 71 having voted in the affirmative and 44 in the negative. House Bill 295 has passed its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, Max.
Question before the House is the passage of House Bill 295 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 295 having passed its third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 307, the clerk will read.
Representative Sane, Zolka, Hollister, and Willis, House Bill 307, a bill to entitle an act to designate the time zone of North Carolina and to adopt daylight savings time year-round if authorized by Congress. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
General from Lincoln, Representative Sane is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What this bill essentially does, if you haven't been on a committee that's covered the bill, is simply ask Congress to pick a time. In this bill, it's daylight savings time. And use that as our standard time so that we don't go forward or backward twice a year. I've told folks in committee, this is probably the most popular bill that we've ever run through this body, having just this morning my person that works for me in Lincoln, she called me and she said, by the way, boss, we've got a lady named Jane up in Boone who said she just heard you on the radio and she loves you. I said, please don't tell my wife, but tell her thank you for the call. But we have seen on Twitter and Facebook, social media, phone calls to our office last year when we, or last session when we filed this bill, just so many folks across the state going, we really need this because their internal clock is messed up. And if you're like me, it takes you about anywhere from 2 weeks to a month to adjust. This came about, was at an NCSL conference several years ago, and legislators from Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, South Carolina, we're all in a room. We were in a kind of southeastern delegation meeting. And this is one of the issues that we talked about that maybe we could work on together. So the South Carolina, Florida, I believe that Georgia has passed this already. I know that Tennessee has as well. And they've passed similar bills and simply asking Congress to act. Now I realize that may be a tall order, but you do have to start somewhere. And some of our U.S. senators have acknowledged in the press that they are willing to support such a move. And this would just put North Carolina alongside our neighbors in the southeast and ask for that time so that we can at least impact that and do something very good for the people of the state. And I know there's concerns about school bus stops and so forth. You kind of get that either on the front end or the back end, but it's certainly a concern. It's not something we want to make light of, but it is something that I think we can adjust to as well. I just ask for your support. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
What purpose of the gentleman from Franklin, Representative Winslow, arise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Speak to the bill. The
gentleman's recognized.
I don't get the reason behind switching to daylight savings time. I guess I'm still in the dark.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 307 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the gentleman is recognized to send forth the proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to shed a little daylight on how they would vote. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Hastings, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Reeves, the gentleman is recognized to send forth the proxy votes of his caucus.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Yeah. Okay. Representatives Alexander, aye. Brockman, no. Cunningham, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, no. Hunter, aye. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, aye. Turner, aye.
Representative Moore, aye. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 98 having voted in the affirmative and 17 in the negative. House Bill 307 has passed its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question before the House is the passage of House Bill 307 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 307, having passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. For what purpose does the gentleman from Lenore, Representative Humphrey, arise? House Bill 332, the clerk will read.
Representative Tyson, House Bill 332, a bill to be entitled Historic Sites Property Sales Revenue. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Craven, Representative Tyson, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess 24 years ago, a house was actually donated to the Tryon Palace Commission. And although the person had good intentions, the house was not really a house that would be appropriate for the palace, and it's just become a drain on the resources. I believe the house was built in the 40s. It's got asbestos siding. The Tryon Palace Commission would like to sell this house and deposit the proceeds in the Tryon Palace Commission fund, where they will use the funds for maintenance, some deferred maintenance on the properties, and I'm stand to ask any questions that you might have, and I hope that you'll support the bill.
For what purpose, gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
Speak on the bill.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to rise in support of this bill. You know, if you don't know, I'm from New Bern. My grandfather on my mother's side was one of the brick masons who did the restoration of Tryon Palace. It's something we're very proud of down there in New Bern, and it's very educational, a great part of our history, and I think this will help them. I know the last time I was there, probably 5-6 years ago, they were talking about the some of the renovations they needed to do to the palace, and, you know, a little short on some money. So I think this will help them with the needs to keep the palace going, and I'd appreciate your support for the bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 332 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Arp, wish to vote on the bill. Representative Reeves, House Minority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican, of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Cunningham, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunter, aye. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 115 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 332 has passed its second reading by the requisite 3/5 votes and will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Wake, Representative Jones, rise?
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to change my vote on 307 to yes from no.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted aye on the second reading of House Bill 307. Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 332 on its third reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote.
Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Cunningham, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunter, aye. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. House Bill 332 passes its third reading also by the requisite three-fifths votes, and the bill will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 360, the clerk will read.
Representatives Kyle Hall and Cotter, House Bill 360, a bill to maintain an act authorized the Dan River State Trail. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
The gentleman from Stokes, Representative Hall, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill does, like the title says, it authorizes the Dan River State Trail, puts the Dan River as part of our state trail system. This came to my attention from the town of Madison, which right now is doing a project at the Dan River to create a river park. They hope to increase tourism there to the Dan River. I want to thank my fellow colleague from Rockingham County, Representative Carter, for joining me on this bill. The Dan River is important to North Carolina. It flows 214 miles through Virginia and North Carolina and crosses our state line 8 times. And this river has long supported a diverse abundance of life, including rare and endangered plants, animals, and aquatic organisms. And this will be a huge asset for our state park system, our state trail system. I would appreciate your support of this bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 360 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To follow members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representatives Green and Sane wish to vote on the bill. Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Cunningham, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunter, aye. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, aye. Turner, aye.
The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 115 having voted in the affirmative and none of the negative. House Bill 360 passes its second reading. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, next.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 360 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 360 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 376, the clerk will read.
Representative Shepherd, Cleveland, and Dixon, House Bill 376, a bill to be entitled next to provide additional flexibility in adopting the school calendar. General Assembly, North Carolina, next.
The gentleman from Onslow, Representative Shepherd, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this basically is a school flexibility bill. It allows, except for year-round schools, the opening date for students shall be no earlier than Monday closest to August the 19th, and the closing date for students shall be no later than Friday, closest to June 11th. It is a compromise between our school board and businesses. I'd appreciate your vote and support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? Not the question before the House. Is the passage of House Bill 376 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To follow members, officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McElrath, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Cunningham, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunter, aye. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative and one in the negative. House Bill 376 passes its second reading and will be read a third time.
General Senator Norkline next.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 376 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 376, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 509, the clerk will read.
Representative Richardson, House Bill 509, a bill to be entitled an act adopting the Federal Dogwood Festival as the official Dogwood Festival of the state of North Carolina. General Senator North Carolina next.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 509 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Brenda Jones, aye. Representative McIlrath, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Cunningham, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunter, aye. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, no. Turner, aye.
Everett wishes to vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 110 having voted in the affirmative, 3 in the negative. House Bill 509 passes its second reading. Will be read a third time.
Jefferson, not finding that.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 509 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. House Bill 509, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 545, the clerk will read.
Representatives Elmore, Clements, and Torbett, House Bill 545, a bill to be entitled an act to allow teachers to receive continuous education credit for completing mandatory training and to modify the digital teaching and learning renewal requirements for professional educators. General Senator North Carolina.
Gentleman from Wilkes, Representative Elmore, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill has two parts, and what the first part will do, it allows for mandatory trainings that teachers have to take for their employment to count towards continuing education credits. That is for license renewal. To explain what a mandatory training is, these are trainings that we're required to take really for employment. And I thought you might find this interesting. I printed off all the ones that I've taken this year just to kind of give you some context on how much mandatory training we're doing that's not counting towards anything. I have active shooter training, bloodborne pathogen exposure prevention, coronavirus awareness, coronavirus managing stress and anxiety, fire extinguisher safety, first aid, slips, trips, and falls, students experiencing homelessness awareness and understanding, Wilkes County School Board policies, Wilkes County Schools Employment Laptop Handbook, Wilkes County Schools Standard of Professional Conduct, Workplace Injury Prevention, Child Abuse Identification and Intervention, Child Abuse Mandatory Reporting, Human Trafficking Awareness, Coronavirus Cleaning and Disinfecting Your Workplace. Those were just the mandatory trainings that I had for this year. So what this would do is allow those trainings and the time spent on it to roll into CEUs for the teachers, which I think they would really appreciate. The second part deals with a clarification dealing with the digital learning credits. The legislation that was sent over several years ago with the digital learning plan talked about an integration of those credits into the continuing ed, not freestanding courses, especially especially since coronavirus has happened, many of our teachers, they have the knowledge of dealing with the computer itself. It's how do you integrate the use of the computer with their actual subject matter. So that clarifies that for the state board, to where they make sure that they are getting digital learning credits actually in their subject matter and how to teach the subject matter. So I appreciate your support on the bill.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 545 on a second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To follow members, officially designated me to announce a vote on their behalf. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Brendan Jones, aye. Representative McIlrath, aye. Representative Zachary, aye. Thank you, sir.
Representative Reeves, the House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And the following members have authorized me to enter votes and on behalf. Representatives Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Cunningham, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hunter, aye. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, aye. Turner, aye.
Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 115 having voted in the affirmative and none the negative. House Bill 545 passes at second reading and will be read a third time.
General Summers, North Carolina, aye.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 545 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 545, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 303, the clerk will read.
Representatives Clemens, Faircloth, Hardister, and Quick, House Bill 303, a bill to be entitled Greensboro SBE Civilian Traffic Investigators. General Senator McClellan, annexed.
Lady from Guilford, Representative Clemens, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a local bill that has the support of our entire Guilford delegation. Both of these sections are requests from our city council, the first to support small businesses as they award contracts, and the second to start a civilian traffic investigators. That's a request from our chief of police, supported by our mayor. Both are happening in other cities, and Greensboro would like to be included in them. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? Not. The question for the House is the passage of House Bill 303 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 303, having passed second reading, will be read a third time.
General Senator North Carolina, next.
Question for the House is the passage of House Bill 303 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 303, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Members, we have concluded our calendar. Chair would like to remind the members, though, that today we will be adjourning in honor and in memory of the mother of Representative Fisher. So would ask that members please observe decorum and silence during the time when the adjournment motion is put to the body. With that, we will now come to notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Onslow, Representative Shepherd, rise?
To announce a transportation policy meeting on Tuesday at 10 a.m. in room 1228. Thank you.
For what purpose the lady from Forsyth, Representative Baker, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For the purpose, I've submitted a representative statement with the clerk. I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
The chair so directs, and the lady has the floor to speak to a point of personal privilege.
A representative statement honoring Sylvia Adams, Executive Director of the Ken Carlson Boys and Girls Club. Whereas Sylvia Adams has worked for the Ken Carlson Boys and Girls Club of Forsyth County for 32 years and currently serves as Executive Director. And whereas Sylvia has created a positive environment where children can learn, play, and grow. And whereas during the recent pandemic, Sylvia took charge in providing additional services for the children served by the Ken Carlson Boys and Girls Club. And whereas Sylvia created Camp Hero to provide daycare services for children of first responders, enabling these parents the ability to do their job without worrying about childcare. Whereas Sylvia transitioned part of the facility into a remote learning center for over 70 students, as children participate in remote learning. Sylvia and her staff work diligently to encourage all children to log into their classes, pay attention, and were completing their assignments. And whereas Sylvia's efforts during the pandemic helped to bring some normalcy to the children and to provide exceptional support for their parents, now therefore Sylvia Adams deserves to be commended for her 32 years of dedication to the well-being of children who attend the Ken Carlson Boys and Girls Club, and recognized for the extra steps she took to assist children and their parents in Forsyth County area during the pandemic. In witnessing hereof, the undersigned certified that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the 22nd day of April. And I would just like to add that over the years of her service, Ms. Adams has impacted hundreds, if not thousands, of lives of young people. She has earned the respect of both young and old alike, serving as a mentor, sometimes as a mother and a friend. And personally, I've worked with Ms. Adams to collaboratively bring a number of support systems to both the Boys and Girls Club as well as to some neighboring schools. And so her commitment and passion to bettering the lives of young people is unparalleled. And so on this day, please, she is joining us via streaming because she cannot get away from the children. So please join me in recognizing Ms. Adams for her service. Thank you.
What purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Willis, rise?
To make an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Just like to remind everyone, Monday at 3:30 in room 415, we have the next Early Childhood Caucus meeting. We've got guest speakers from the national and the state level, and we'd like for you to join us. If you could send an RSVP to Representative Clemens or myself, we'd be happy to add you to the list if you've not already there. You can also join via Zoom. Thank you.
What purpose does the lady from Forsyth, Representative Terry, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For a point of personal privilege, please.
Lady has the floor.
Thank you. How coincidental for my partner from Forsyth County to recognize. I'd like to say happy birthday to Mrs. Annie Pearl Amason Wilson of Winston-Salem, who was born on this day, April 22nd in 1931. She's 90 years old today. And what is so remarkable about Annie Pearl is that she served the Winston-Salem Forsyth County school system for 44 years of her life, mentoring principals, and ended up as a mentor for those persons who worked in the central administration for our school system. She's very much alive. As a matter of fact, I tried to get a hold of her today and she had gone to Silver Sneakers. She has been a fervent, YMCA person who goes for the Silver Sneakers, and she has encouraged all people who are close to or near her age, because there aren't very many, as she says. But Mrs. Wilson represents the best of the best in terms of a young woman who was born of very humble beginnings in Winston-Salem, but who rose to serve lots of principals and ended up as the first African-American, I think she was, to serve in the central administration of our school system. So Annie Pearl, she also takes care of the money at her church, which is First Baptist Church, Highland Avenue. Nobody bothers anything until Annie Pearl gets there to see about the books. So, and she's the sharpest dresser in Winston-Salem. She's mentored so many young women. And as I say, she is was a high school graduate of our colored schools, and she has done remarkably well and is still mentoring and helping people. So I can only say happy birthday, Annie Pearl. I hope you're listening. She's a mother of three children, all grown, grandma, great grandma, my goodness, and then everybody else who lives near and around her, that she can give a word of encouragement to say, go get them, do what you can where you are, and don't complain. Happy birthday, Pearl. We love you. Thank you.
What purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin, rise?
To speak to a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I regret to inform the body that a 82nd Airborne Division paratrooper was killed Monday at Fort Bragg in a jump from a Black Hawk helicopter. Specialist Abigail Jinks was a field artillery forward observer with 1st Battalion, 319th Field Artillery Regiment, 3rd Brigade Combat Team, 82nd Airborne Division. She was a native of New York and was 21 years old. Her battery commander said, quote, she was a creative, hardworking, and confident paratrooper. Her love for art, animals, and her friends reverberated wherever she worked. Please keep her family in your thoughts and prayers.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Quick, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was not aware that my colleague from Forsyth County, Representative Baker, was going to commend Ms. Sylvia Adams, and to know that she's listening, I just wanted to stand to also add my remarks. For many years, I was the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs in Greensboro, North Carolina. And Sylvia Adams was one of the persons who trained me and my staff many, many times. She is a jewel not only to Forsyth County, she has trained many youth development professionals across the state of North Carolina at what I believe is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, youth development organizations in the history of this country, and that is the Boys and Girls Club. So to know that Sylvia Adams is listening, Sylvia, I just want to say to you, congratulations on 32 years. You hung in there longer than I could, and please continue to do the work that you're doing, and people are noticing, and there's a generation of young people behind you who has made the better for your work.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Stanley, Representative Sasser, rise?
To make an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Health Committee will meet Tuesday, 10 a.m. in 6:43.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Swain, Representative Clampett, rise?
My point of personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
Gentleman has the floor.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all have moms. I got after session yesterday, they informed me that I was taking mine to the emergency room, and she's having a procedure done this afternoon. And I apologize for running in and out, but I'm the only one they can get a hold of to do anything. If you got a mom, tell her you love her, because the only chance I got to see mine was on Easter weekend. And she doesn't remember who I am. She has Alzheimer's. But if you got a mom, I'm just asking, tell her you know her and you love her. Thank you.
For what purpose, the lady from Durham, Representative Morey, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just very briefly, we all have legislative assistants, and so I need to wish my legislative assistant, Pamela Best, her 40-something happy birthday today. Thank you.
Mr. Court members, Chair directs House Bill 605, Voters' Right to Know Act, be withdrawn from the Committee on Appropriations, referred to the Committee on Rules. Members, this week is concluded. We've taken care of a lot of business. Yesterday, I think, is a day that no one here will forget, and I think we did a lot of good work that folks can be very proud of to see some resources being delivered to those who deserve so much. So I want to thank this body's unanimous support for that legislation. And it's a good reminder that there's a whole lot more that unites us than divides us. So I just want to thank every one of you for your service and wish you all the best as we come into this weekend. With that, we have concluded our business for the week. Next week, Monday evening, will be a special evening. The governor will be here to deliver the annual State of the State address. The session will start at 6. However, the actual session with the governor speaking will begin around 7. For those who have not done been here before for this, we will assemble as a house at 6, take care of our administrative matters. There will not be any votes, but we'll take care of our administrative matters, get all that done, and then around 6:30, the Senate will be invited to come in, and they'll be joining us, and we are working through the logistics on how to do that in a socially distanced manner in a facility that obviously has some constraints to that. We will also be having the statewide elected officials, the Council of State, who will be here, as well as our Court of Appeals and our Supreme Court. Those dignitaries will actually be seated in the gallery, which is different than normal. Normally, those members are invited to be on the floor, but given the present circumstances of our day, that simply is not practical nor appropriate. So we're going to do that. So that would begin at 7 o'clock. I would simply ask members to make sure that you are in this chamber no later than 6:30, so that because there will be things getting set up. There will be additional lighting and cameras than we are normally accustomed to accommodate the occasion. But it certainly is a great event, and looking forward to having one here, looking forward to having our governor here as we do that. There will be a great deal of recorded votes on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week, so do plan accordingly as we are drawing within a couple of weeks of the crossover week. For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise?
Inquiry to Chair.
Gentleman is recognized.
Has there been any conversation on reconsideration of crossover date?
No. So, no, there really hasn't. Of course, there's ways to deal with crossover issues that come up. But, no. Thank you, Mr. Clerk. House Bill 236, that was a bill that required a third reading for Monday. The Chair is going to direct that bill be withdrawn from Monday's calendar and be countered for Tuesday. Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Caldwell is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, April 26th at 6 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1 and in memory of Penelope Louise Reese Carskaden, mother of Representative Fisher.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Fisher, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, April 26th at 6 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1 and in memory of Penelope Louise Reese Carskaden, who, of course, is the mother of Representative Fisher. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands so adjourned.
The clerk is recognized to read a series of committee reports, starting with the Education Committee.
Representative Hardister, Education University Committee Report, House Bill 602, UNC Legislative Priorities, HR Reports, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Bill, and refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 602 referred to the Committee on Rules.
Representative Rydell, Regulatory Reform Committee Report, House Bill 291, Building Plan Approval, Certain Commercial Properties, Favorable Committee Substitute, and Unfavorable Issue Bill, and referred to Local Government, Land Use, Planning, and Development.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas Committee Substitute for House Bill 291, referred to the Committee on Local Government, Land Use, Planning, and Development.
House Bill 361, APA Rules, Definition, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Reason Bill, and we refer to Judiciary 1.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas Committee Substitute for House Bill 361, we refer to the Committee on Judiciary 1.
Representative Hardister, Education University Committee Report, House Bill 481, Firearm Disposal, UNC Campus Police, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Reason Bill, and we refer to Judiciary 2.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, Committee Substitute for House Bill 481, we refer to the Committee on Judiciary 2.
Representative Hannick, Watford, Local Government Committee Report, House Bill 276, Just High School Athletic Conference, Onslow. Favorable committee substitute, unfavorable issue bill, and refer to education K-12.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. Where is the committee substitute for House Bill 276, refer to education K-12.
House Bill 350, Warren County Occupancy Tax. Favorable committee substitute, unfavorable issue bill, and refer to finance.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. Where is committee substitute for House Bill 350, refer to committee on finance.
House Bill 504, Weldon County Board of Education Compensation. Favorable committee substitute, unfavorable bill, and refer to rules, count, and operations of the House.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 504, refer to rules.
Representative Hardister, Education University Committee Report. Senate Bill 390, UNC Law Enforcement Recruitment. Favorable and refer to rules, count, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 390, refer to committee on rules.
Representative Hannon Wiper, Local Government Committee Report. House Bill 77, School Calendar Flexibility, Moore County. Favorable and refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
House Bill 77, refer to rules.
House Bill 92, School Calendar Flexibility, certain LEAs. Favorable and refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
House Bill 92, refer to rules.
House Bill 111, School Calendar Flexibility, WSFCS. Favorable and refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
House Bill 111, refer to rules.
House Bill 116, School Calendar Flexibility, Certain School Systems, Favorable and refer to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
House Bill 116, receiving a favorable report, will be referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
House Bill 129, Graduation, School Calendar, Certain Counties. Favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 129, referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
House Bill 250, Winston-Salem, Real Property Conveyance. Favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 250, referred to the Committee on Rules.
House Bill 319, COVID Impact, Craven County School Calendar. Favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 319, referred to Rules.
House Bill 390, School Calendar Flexibility, Certain Systems. Favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
And that was House Bill 390, referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 396, Address Pandemic Learning Loss, Select Systems. Favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 396, referred to Rules.
House Bill 397, Yancey County Occupancy Tax Increase. Favorable and referred to Finance.
House Bill 397, referred to Committee on Finance.
House Bill 443, Indian Trail Stallings Occupancy Tax Authority. Favorable and referred to Finance.
House Bill 443, referred to Committee on Finance.
House Bill 445, School Calendar Flexibility, Chatham County. Favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 445, referred to Rules.
Where's that?
Thank you. A motion of the chair, House Bill 7, short title, Protect City Employees from Retaliation, is withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary 1, re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary 3, with a serious referral to the Committee on Rules, Counter Operations of the House, and furthermore, chapter bills will be noted for today. Clerk is recognized to read two representative statements.
A representative statement recognizing child care health consultants on the profession 25th anniversary. Whereas child health consultants are trained health professionals with education experience in child and community health, early care, and education, and whereas CCHC access to environmental for health and safety of child care facilities develop strategies for inclusion of children with special health care needs, support early education in preventing the management of injuries and infectious diseases, connect early education and families with community health resources, provide up-to-date information on regulation and best practices to provide health and safety technical assistance and training. And whereas, according to the University of North Carolina Gillan School of Global Public Health Studies, confirmed that CCHCs have been shown to improve the health and safety of children in early care and education programs by increasing staff knowledge and health issues in child care health settings, increasing compliance with the health and safety best practice standards, improving the quality of health and safety policies and practices, including hand washing, sanitation, and safe sleep practices, increasing the number of children who receive oral developmental vision and hearing screening and assessment, improving child access to a medical home, enrollment in health insurance and up-to-date immunization status, strengthening environmental health practices, and promoting the inclusion of children with special health care needs. And whereas North Carolina Health Care and Safety Resource Center, a program within the University of North Carolina Gillan School of Global Public Health, offers a 12-week course to prepare health professionals to acquire the skills of child care health consultation and coaching. And whereas this year marks the 25th anniversary of the CCHC profession, the first professional CCHC was trained and certified in 1996, and since then more than 500 professionals have been trained nationwide. And whereas approximately 42 CCHCs covering 32 counties in North Carolina work to improve the lives of children in the state. Now therefore, it is extremely important to recognize the essential work that child care health consultants provide North Carolina children and their families, and to congratulate the profession on its 25th anniversary. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal the 22nd day of April, 2021, submitted by Representative Donald White, James White, House Principal Clerk. A representative statement honoring Sylvia Adams, Executive Director of the King Khalsa Boys and Girls Club. Whereas Sylvia Adams worked for the King Khalsa Boys and Girls Club of Forsyth County for 32 years and currently serves as Executive Director. And whereas Sylvia has created a positive environment where children can learn, play, and grow. And whereas during the recent pandemic, Sylvia took charge in providing additional services for the children served by King Khalsa and Boys and Girls Club. And whereas Sylvia created Camp Hero to provide daycare services for children and first responders, enabling these parents the ability to do their job without worrying about child care. And whereas Sylvia transitioned part of the facility into a remote learning center for over 70 students. As children participated in remote learning, Sylvia and her staff worked diligently to ensure all children were logged into class, paying attention, and were completing their assignments. And whereas Sylvia's efforts during the pandemic helped to bring some normalcy to the children and provide exceptional support for their parents. Now, therefore, Sylvia Adams deserves to be commended for her 32 years of dedication to the well-being of the children who attend the King Khalsa and Boys and Girls Club, and recognized for the extra steps she took to assist children and their parents in the Forsyth County area during this pandemic. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies The foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the Journal on the 22nd day of April 2021, submitted by Representative Amber Baker, James White, Principal Clerk.